Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And before we even get into it, Danny, give it up. We hit 900 subscribers. We are at 913? 914?
I think 914 as of right now. So yeah. Thanks for everybody for, subscribing, and make sure to continue to spread the word. We would love to hit 1,000 plus. Thanks for all the support.
Thank you so much. And for anybody who is recently joining us from Danny's social posts, thank you for hopping on this train as we are well out of the station on the way to our international move. Danny and I are taking our baby, our soon-to-be-born second baby, our business, and our lives from Los Angeles to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic at the end of this year. And we couldn't be more excited to bring you along on the journey. And that includes, how the heck do you go from a 3-bedroom house to a 2-bedroom ADU?
I'm just showing everybody my boxes and chaos I have back here. It's been kind of crazy. Yeah, it's an interesting thing for us because we have to plan multiple things. We have to plan, okay, what are the temporary things that we're taking, right? Because some of them we're going to keep, and some are just, yep, we're going to leave them behind. We're not taking it to the upper. We need it for the rental, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's the, what are the things that we take for the rental, but we're also taking it to the Dominican Republic. And then, totally separate, then there's the, what is it we're sending to DR? We're not taking it to the rental. So it's like it's multiple things that we're working out. Like, there's things that we found I haven't seen in years, which is mind-boggling. I'm like, whoa, I thought we sold it or we gave it away or something. Like, no, it was in a bag somewhere in one of our places that we have all these boxes and bags out there, you know? So it's been interesting, but we're almost there. There's a couple of things that we have to figure out too. It's like, you know, we still have a couple of like furniture here, you know, planning to take this, that wall. I want to take it to DR. There's things I want to do with it over there. There's a lot of things that we want to take. So we're still trying to figure out, and hopefully by the time the movers comes and they're ready to take everything to a storage and then to DR, I think we're going to be ready and a lot better. I think once we move out and have everything now to the rental, the stress is going to go all the way down because it's less stuff that we're taking, you know? So
we will see the light. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's difficult when you have kids involved because it's a lot of stuff like toys and other things. We want to keep her entertained and busy, you know, doing activities and so on, you know? So yeah, it's been interesting the past couple of days.
It has been very interesting. And if you didn't catch last week's episode, we broke down exactly how we're keeping track of all of these different versions of keeping versus letting go of things. Mm-hmm. So please check that out. We have an actual checklist that you could copy if you're ever in a similar situation, if it's useful to you for this or for some other kind of life change. We love sharing our resources. And today we're going to share a little bit more about what we do each day as part of our get out of the house plan. Because if you've never sold a house or moved out of one, it's a lot. And we've been here almost 5 years. And as Danny mentioned, there's some stuff that we haven't seen in several years, like since our daughter was born. So it's a process, and we're going to share our process and how we're doing it. So Should we just get into it?
Yeah, let's go for it. Go for it.
Okay, so we'll just kind of go day one through however many days it's going to take, starting with now, like the before stage. The last several weeks, actually, I've been kind of going through different rooms and areas of the house, and I will literally sit down and I give myself 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I will sit in one spot, take everything out of every cabinet and every drawer and just put it on the floor and go through, throw away things we don't want to keep, put everything we are keeping in one big pile, and only after I'm done can I reorganize it and put it back. So I have done so far all of my hair stuff, which is a task, you guys, because I've done my own hair my whole adult life. I've gone through all of our bathroom stuff, including throwing away a lot of expired medicine. Mm-hmm. Here's your reminder. Check your medicine cabinet. Half of that stuff probably needs to go in the trash. I've gone through my clothes at this point, and I've actually set aside all the clothes that I'm going to pack for the rest of the year as my wardrobe. So I've made kind of like a capsule wardrobe for the rest of the year. I actually posted on my social media that it was really tough to do because half of this time is going to be summer and pregnant. The other half of the time is going to be fall/winter with a newborn. So two very different me's, two very different bodies, two very different lifestyles. But I got to pack it all in one suitcase somehow. So I've packed my clothes away that I'm keeping, and everything that is not in that luggage is going straight on the moving container. And then next up on the list to go through is our baby stuff. So all of the stuff that we've kept from our first, you know, days with Violet, but then also all of Violet's current stuff, and making sure we are only taking what we need for about a week and a half to 2 weeks and just recycling it over and over and over again, including toys, clothes, bath stuff, all that good stuff. And then Danny, what have you done so far up until now?
So I have a lot of junk. So so the first day, what I was doing is checking, because we have three floors. So I went to the first floor, which is the garage, because we have stuff that has been there in boxes for days. So I was just looking at my boxes, just seeing if there's anything for me to keep or anything that I just don't need anymore. So I did that. I donated a couple things, throw away a couple things. Now for my office, which is the second floor, you know, I have a closet right here. I have some stuff over here. I thought it was going to be really, really packed and chaotic. It wasn't that bad, but there was a lot of stuff there that was also in boxes, bins that I haven't seen in a while. Some of them I had it since I was in Miami. So a lot of those I'm going to keep. Some of them are just like cables, equipment, recording equipment. I found two mixers from previous recording sessions that I had. Also, I found my original recorder that I will take to E3 for years with two microphones. That's what I will use to do interviews. I found it here. It was a very expensive equipment.
It still works great too.
It still works. It works great. So it's like a little device, and it comes with two mics, and just I could do my interviews like that, right? So I used that a lot back in the days. I found, you know, CDs, cassettes, because I still have those recordings from back in the days. I don't want to lose that, you know, so I have my radio and so on. So now the second floor, the third floor, I mean, now I have to check my closet, which is clothes, which I'm not taking all my clothes with me to the rental. I'm taking a good amount because I know there's going to be events I have to attend from now to November. So I'm going to take a couple of things from there, sneakers. There's also other stuff that I found there that I haven't seen in a long time. There's also equipment, cables, video camera, lens, all kinds of stuff to have it upstairs too. So I think by the end of the week, I'll be good. I'm going to have everything organized and ready to go to the rental, and the rest I'm just gonna leave it on the side. Hey, once the mover comes here, that's their problem. They set it up. Now the next project that I have to work on is your computer, my computer, both PCs, gaming PCs, where I'm gonna record this also for the channel. So if people want to see how the process has been sending a very expensive PC international, I'll show you the way how I'm going to do it. I know there's other ways where people always will mention to me, Danny, remove the graphics card. You don't have to, is recommended. But I think with the stuff that I have is going to protect the graphic card. And also I'm going to talk to the movers who pack that safe box. Cause also we got to think about
extra fragile.
Yeah. Extra fragile. And the thing is, we also got to think about what a lot of people don't know is we need waterproof for all these containers, right? So they have the equipment for that, and they're very confident. They've done shipping electronics like this before, so I'm not worried. But the thing that I want to make sure is I have everything safe there, put some foam in there, protect that as much as possible so there's less movement with the graphics card and everything that's inside the computer. So when it arrives, I take it out and it's good to go. I don't want to open it, turn it on, and it's like it's not working because it's been bumping and all this stuff. Because here's the thing, graphics card is so expensive right now. So I have to protect that as much as possible.
For sure.
That's the big last project that I have to do out of all this.
Yeah. And besides those specific things, kind of like in our prep phase, mm-hmm. we are nearly to the phase where we're going to start actually, like, you know, moving through the steps. So let's call it day zero. Sure. We are actually hiring some task force. Wow. I've been watching a lot of superhero stuff. We've been looking through, I think Thumbtack is the app that you've used to uh-huh. get some handyman to disassemble our big furniture and carry it down to the first floor for us so that we can offload it to either donation or to people who want to purchase it. So that's kind of like day zero, is getting the big stuff out. And in order to do that, all the little things that is in the big stuff, so like the clothes in the dresser or all of the items in our desk drawers, need to come out and go into a temporary spot. So we went to Home Depot. We got a couple of like regular boxes that we don't intend to pack ourselves. We're just moving stuff into them as containers to keep, like, all of the desk stuff can go in a box. All of the bed clothing can go in a box. And then that way, when the movers come, they can pack it properly, safely, wrap everything up the way it needs to be protected, like Danny said, and then take it to the container for us. So that's day zero, is getting the furniture out, anything we're not keeping, which is most of it. Then we have a weekend, but day one is moving into our rental and taking all of the stuff that we want to keep in the rental, like we said before, temporarily, just until we are leaving the actual country. Then we will offload all of that stuff. So it's like extra tables, extra chairs, small furniture, like maybe a fold-up table or what else? Like a little toddler chair and table set for our kid. We got no clue what kind of situation we're going to be walking into when we go to DR in that rental. So it doesn't make sense to bring all of this legacy furniture that was specifically the best fit for this house. Mm-hmm. So it's going to get packed and taken probably in a U-Haul in one afternoon on day one to our rental. So that's day one. Take all of the stuff to the rental. Our temporary wardrobes, temporary furniture, and the fridge. I want to empty the fridge and take it over to the rental. So that's the first day.
Yeah, I think it is. And look, we haven't looked for a rental yet in Dominican Republic. I haven't looked at all. We've seen stuff here and there for like months. We just want to know, like, have an idea how much the price is, you know. But I think the rental that we found here, it was like, it felt good. Day one we went in, I was like, this is it. This is, I think, a great way for us to start our new chapter before moving to the Dominican Republic. One, no stairs, because I that was something that I was really thinking about, Rihanna, because, you know, pregnant, it's getting closer, it's harder to go up the stairs. Like, it's harder for you here at the house because we have stairs.
Yeah, it's getting pretty tough here. I'm glad that we were getting to the end of it.
yeah. But, and also, I feel like there was a good amount of space for not only for us, but also for Violet to play, because she loves to run around a lot, you know.
Yeah, there's outdoor space. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's different reasons.
We'll talk more about our rental in another episode.
Yeah, another episode. But just want to bring it up a little bit. But I think now, I think thinking about it the other night, I think we're doing a pretty good job at not only finding these places like the rental and all that stuff, but also organizing everything that we've been, because we have a lot of stuff in the house. And, you know, previously we were at the apartment and we were like, oh my God, we don't have no much space because so much stuff. Then we get a bigger house and then it's like more stuff. It's like, oh my God, it's a lot. So I thought in the beginning, I was like, oh man, it's going to take some time. But honestly, I think we're doing a pretty good job so far with all the stuff, you know? So, yeah.
Agreed. So that would be the end of day one, getting into the rental, basically. Mm-hmm. Then day two is getting everything out of this place and into our storage/shipping container. As we mentioned before, we are not doing that ourselves. That is absolutely a paid service. a couple of episodes back, we walked through all of the things that they will take care of for us and all of the precautions and tips that they gave, which have been absolutely worthwhile and super, super helpful. So if you've never hired movers before, it is truly mind-altering compared to doing moves yourself. As somebody who's moved themselves many times and who's had movers twice now, this will be my third time, night and day. Like, it takes a few hours and they got everything wrapped up perfectly. Like, they will take something as small as like this lip gloss and wrap it in paper and then wrap it in saran and then put it inside something and it's protected. Like, it, nothing will happen to this lip gloss. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I packed it, God knows what could go wrong.
Nah, you could, you're going to be you're responsible. It. You're not going to be like, oh, let me just wrap it. No, you're good. You're good too. But I'll say this.
I've had some things broken and lost in moves when I did it myself with professional movers. Never any issues.
One thing that I really want to see, and I'm, for those who don't know, I'm planning to record everything where us getting ready, the movers, how they wrap things around. Like, I'm very curious and I would love to record this because it's good to have and also to show people how it is the process. But I'm curious to see how they're going to wrap like TVs,
the monitors, cameras.
The cameras, the computers, the yeah. Frames. We have a lot of frames, artwork.
A lot of consoles.
Yes. Especially the artwork that you have in our living room. That's pretty big. That could be a little bit challenging. So I want to see how they're going to do that. But overall, it's going to be fun, Rhea. I think it's going to be a cool process overall.
For sure. And mm-hmm. it is nice that there's not a lot of furniture. It's like a couple things. They're not big. It's like chairs, the crib. That's basically it.
That's it. I mean, we're starting from scratch. We started from scratch. And I'm okay with that. I think it's the next chapter. We started fresh from the start. You know, so I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
It's going to be great. So day two, movers take our whole lives and put them on a big, huge shipping container. And we don't see it until December. Mm-hmm. That day is going to be really exciting. But then we'll be left behind with a lot of stuff on the walls that we need to like patch holes from pictures being hung up or baby gear and baby gates that need to come down and all kinds of cleanup work, which is day three. So day three is tag everything off the walls that didn't get packed and lots of trash. It's going to be so much in like cleaning materials. We have professional cleaners coming. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our realtor who set that up for us. We're going to get a trash haul service and we're going back and forth between somebody coming at a specific time or getting a dumpster and just sitting it in our garage for a day or two and just like throwing all kinds of stuff in there, like old stuff, like furniture that's too nasty to be donated. And like we said, cleaning supplies and rags and like spackle and old tools that are halfway broken, like all kinds of just junk. Day three is trash and clean. And it's going to be a long day.
Now, the last day, Ri.
Mm-hmm.
What is the last day looks like for us?
Last day is the walkthrough. So again, if you've never sold a house before, which is this is our first time, they do something that's called a verification of property. Mm-hmm. And essentially, they are going through and looking to make sure the house is in the condition that you promised it would be when you sold it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to make sure we're ready for. We want to get all of our stuff out of the way, make sure everything is clean, properly cared for, things are patched, things are put together, and that when they come through for that day four, I'm on four, it's perfect. It's a perfectly new home ready for somebody to come in and make their lives special the way we've made ours. And we're really excited for that part and for the family moving in and really grateful that they saw in this house what we saw when we bought it. It's really a special, special place. And yeah, that's how we're gonna move out in 4 days. It's 4 days and a little extra prep time. But 4 days, a lot of prep and a lot of help. That's another thing. Is like there's no way we could have done this without help.
Yeah. And you're right, Reed. This house is very special. We've done a lot here. We had a lot of big, big moments living here, you know, and, you know, it's sad that we're going to be moving out of the house, but I'm glad that somebody else is coming and they're going to get the same exact vibe that we got when we came into this house for the first time. So it's exciting, you know, and I'm excited also for our next chapter. I'm very, very excited for that.
Me too. You know, it's nice as we kind of close out this episode that, yeah, we're excited for the future, but this place has been truly special. And we were talking recently about the moment when you got the keys from our realtor. I was on a meeting, so I couldn't go meet him myself. But you were coming up the elevator in our apartment building. And what was that moment like for you, just alone with the keys to your new house, your first house?
Before I mention what exactly happened, is, you know, I was thinking, and I was thinking out throughout the day before I picked up the keys. I was like, I can't believe we managed to buy a house in Los Angeles. Like, this is mind-boggling to me. You know, I grew up and I've been moving around a lot. I used to live in apartments, and my mom had a house in Dominican Republic, right? But I'm talking about, like, me personally, like my own place. Never had a house. I had apartments, or I would share apartments with roommates. You know, and we were just casually just talking, like, imagine we could buy a house here in Los Angeles. I'm like, yo, that would be crazy, right? And we just browsed, and it popped up. We found the right place for us, right? And, yo, I was just thinking about all the things that went through my life, like, man. And then getting the keys from a realtor, that when it really hit me, really, really hit me. I got emotional going up to taking elevators, you know, and I was like, man, I wish Reeve was here, but you were in the meeting. So then I go inside, and then we celebrated. Like, it was like a very, like, we did it moment, like that type of moment, you know? So, I think it's going to feel the same in Dominican Republic, but this time it's going to be a lot different. It's a bigger house. It's a totally new location outside of the United States. And we have a bigger family now. You know, so,
and we're building it ourselves.
And we're building it ourselves, you know, and one day we'll talk about the design, because we saw the other day and I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Oof. We'll talk about that in the future. But just that, just like I achieved something in my life, you know, and, you know, someone that went through a lot. And look, when I was living in apartments, I will always say this in my head. I'm like, I'm never going to buy a house. I'm going to be living in an apartment for the rest of my life. You never know. Honestly, you never know what could happen. And I'm glad that we managed to achieve our dreams, you know, and now to the next one.
On to the next. Mm-hmm. Once again, shout out to everybody who's helped along the way. You know, who are, we couldn't do any of this without you all. And if there's anybody listening or anybody who might be interested in this journey, who's not already following along, subscribed, please. Join the community. Send us a comment. Let us know if you've ever done this before, your tips, your warnings. Like, we don't want to let all of this experience end with us. That's always how we feel, is we want to share this with as many people as we can to help as many people as we can. So please share, like, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Definitely. So, guys, this might be our last recording like this. For
in
a
these
while
rooms with the stuff up on the walls. Yeah
It's not gonna look like this. The camera's not gonna look the same, because we're gonna have it in a crate for DR. So we're gonna have cameras, a different type of camera, temporary, while we're living at the rental. And then once we get back to DR, then we'll go back to this. But give us some time. We're still gonna record content. We're not stopping. So bear with us. But I'm excited, Ree. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm ready for the move. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Sunny,
tropical, good food, beach, pool, nice weather.
We got to get through the rest of this year here first.
Hey, let me enjoy.
Couple
let me,
things to do in the States before we're me, ready for all of that.
Let me enjoy it. I'm trying to fast forward, you know?
I don't want to fast forward through our kid coming. Like, come on.
Oh, No. The kid is number one right now. Both of our kids number one right now. That's like our priority.
Exactly.
But, yeah. It's going to be fun. All right, everyone. We're going to wrap it up here. Until next time. We're out. Bye.
Bye.